Welcome to the Let's Talk Energy podcast from EnergyNet. This series was recorded at the Africa Energy Forum 2024 in Barcelona, Spain. Join us for these and other episodes as we talk to the industry players, stakeholders, and rising stars of Africa's energy sector.
We're here today with Katie Coigan. So you're the talent acquisition manager for Ally Talent Partner. So
that's, yes, that's correct.
I must admit, a new company. I've never come across you before, but now it's done.
Yeah.
But I was wondering whether you can maybe tell me, first of all, more about you, and then so your company, Talent Ally Partners.
Yeah, so about me, as you mentioned, my name is Kelly Koigi, and I have a huge background in human resources and recruiting. So before Allied Talent Partners, I worked with a global talent marketplace in the US called Upwork. And I also worked with a few other European and American firms. And so most of what I've been doing for the past, couple of years in my career was basically recruiting for American and global talent. And so with Allied Talent Partners, we are actually a talent marketplace and, you know, now focused on African talent. So, yeah.
Okay, so that means I need to be careful, right? So maybe I may have a job offer here just before the time the interview finishes. So, okay, and where does the idea come from for Allied Talent Partners?
Yeah. Right. So Allied Talent Partners is actually an initiative of the Three Cairns Group. And Three Cairns Group is a family office based out of New York, focused on investment and philanthropy within the climate space. And so much of the work they've been doing around investments in Africa sort of resulted to Allied Talent Partners. So we accompanied or joined the Three Cairns Group on a listening tour with different counterparts from the investments they were making in Africa. And one thing we kept on hearing is that there's need for those organizations to tap into independent consultants at any time. So basically, how can they find on-demand talent when they need it?
Okay. So is it how you first identified the gap by just listening to customers of client or partners of Three Cairns Group?
Yes.
Complaining about the fact that they want to roll out a project is well and good to sign the deal, bring the money.
Exactly.
If nobody can actually implement it, it goes nowhere.
Yeah, because now when you solve the financing issue, the second thing that comes into play is the capacity to drive the climate or renewable energy agenda, right? You need the capacity, you need to bring in certain expertise, especially because we have newer and, more and more projects getting into Africa, and we need to bring in people that can complete different pieces of work. So that's exactly the niche that Allied Talent Partners seeks to address.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're actually a recruitment, kind of a recruitment firm, right? Shall we say? Or maybe more than that. The way you're looking at me, it looks like it's probably more. So where would you where should we classify you in the supply chain?
Yes. So the marketplace is, so we do source for consultants. So we basically have conversations with different organizations and players in the climate and renewable energy space. We try to understand where they are with their different projects and what sort of skills are they anticipating to need to drive these projects forward. And then once we've identified this, we will find the consultants, independent consultants, that can basically plug in and play anytime they're needed for a short period of time. So there are so many recruiting firms, helping organizations place full-time employees, right? But then what Allied Talent Partners seeks to address is the fact that there are all these people that have chosen to do it differently, which is basically the future of work. People want to work on different projects at the same time, or they basically want to plug in for a very short time. So we are tapping into that and making sure that they bring in their expertise to organizations for a very fixed period of time.
Very interesting. So essentially what you build is a network. So who should be signing up to this network? Are they only consultant, or are they firms looking for this consultant, or both?
That's a good question. So with our talent pool, so we call our network a talent pool, because basically when you join the ATP talent pool, we will only tap on you when there's an active need from a client. And so those people that should be signing up are independent consultants, already established independent consultants, and also people that probably are seeking to do things differently, maybe seeking to transition to consulting, or at least explore the consulting part of working.
Okay, so if you walk me through that, so I'm a freelance consultant or independent consultant, right?
Right.
So are you saying that by working with ATP, as you call it, I have this ability to work on project-based as opposed to signing up for a full-time position? Is that what you're saying? Basically, I can work on a specific project that you'll be bringing to me, but it may not be the only project I'll be working to. I could be working on three projects that you're bringing to me, as opposed to maybe be assigned just to one project as a full-time position to somebody else. Is that where the difference is?
Yes. You know, independent consultants can be very agile and flexible depending on what the organization requires. So sometimes you'll have a client that needs someone full-time for 2 months and the consultant is available and interested to do that. Other times, organizations might need someone for, let's say, 2 days a week. So it's basically, it's an engagement that can be tweaked sometimes based on the consultant's availability and also tailored to the organizational needs at the time.
Okay. And when these consultants sign up with you, your network, so are they engaging on the project with the client company on their own merits or as your consultant?
Mm-hmm.
So that, what is it?
Yeah, that's a very good question. And so ATP actually, so just to walk you through the process, whenever an organization comes, for example, and says, we need a person to do feasibility studies for a solar plant in, let's say, DRC, we will go out into a network, try to find someone. If we do not find the right fit, then we will do active sourcing of those consultants and then vet them. So the value with ATP is that we will vet consultants for both technical skills and for their project mindset, because these are very fixed projects and we need someone that can basically drive a project from A to Z, right? So we are vetting them for different aspects. And once we've vetted this consultant, we will introduce them to the client. And once we've introduced them to the client, this is more of a peer-to-peer conversation, right? Because ATP has already covered the vetting process. And the peer-to-peer conversation is more focused on how do we work on the project, how do we get this done? And after that, we work with both the independent consultant and the client to basically come up with a very tightly bound scope of work, which has deliverables for the period, for the contracting period, right? And then after that, we also take up the contracting, to your question. So we make sure that the consultant is paid on time, and we have our own schedule on how invoices are paid from the client.
Okay. Yeah. So basically, the client will be paying you, and you pay the consultant.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. That's how it works. Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And AEF, so are you planning to find many independent consultants in here?
I think so. From AEF, there are two parts to it. So first of all, like connecting with independent consultants in the space and trying to understand how ATP could continue adding value, because ATP is sort of a new we are a new player, and this is quite a new way of working in Africa. And we've had from previous conversations about how independent consultants get, you know, projects. It's quite like from their own circles, but there's need to access, you know, even more projects. And so ATP drives that. And on the other hand, we are talking to different players, organizations, institutions. So that could be investment firms, that could be project developers, just to understand how, as we grow ATP to the next level, since we are on our accelerating phase, how can we tailor this utility or marketplace to their needs, right? Just to drive the climate and energy agenda.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think one key challenge in the sector, I'm sure you would agree with me, it's capacity building. And this is actually where you're fitting in. More specifically inside this capacity building, it's about the ability to transfer skills, right?
True, yeah.
Because we're moving from an industry whereby we want to do things more sustainably.
True,
meaning that a lot of people in oil and gas sector, for example, would need to move across to the to renewables, or at least to cleaner industries. A lot of them do need to be trained to properly use the skills they've already acquired in OG there.
Yeah.
So, how would you actually deal with that? Because I understand that you placing consultants in projects and then helping projects to be developed and implement, that's fine. But are you also taking a little bit part of the training aspect in building this capacity, or how do you do it?
Yeah, so ATP actually values capacity building, and we see the need within the continent for more and more people to be involved and to increase that workforce within the renewable energy and climate space. And so anytime we place an independent consultant to a project, we also encourage them to be paired with more junior counterparts within that organization in such a way that they will be upskilling and learning from the consultant that we place, in such a way that by the time this consultant leaves after this fixed period of time, then there are more people that you know, have learned how to do things within within that sector.
Okay, that's fine. So, as we're talking about capacity building, and I understand that your primary focus is Africa, am I correct in saying that?
Yes, that's correct. Right.
In Africa, we know 60% of populations under 20 years old, right?
So yes.
Young people. So how does it fit in here? So are you focusing a lot on new graduate, emerging talents? So how do young people fit in your equation?
Yeah, that's a good question, and I think I will refer to my previous answer on like the capacity building, because for most of the projects we're working with, they need like a highly specialized consultant, and so the only way we can sort of support the younger generation is by pairing them with this independent consultant to learn from them and to basically acquire some skills from them.
Okay, so that's usually how you are doing it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. And how do you work with the Tricons Group then? So what is the? I know obviously, they incubate you, help you to grow, but how is the ongoing relationship unfolding?
I think it's been quite good. So as you mentioned, Allied Talent Partners is philanthropically backed by Three Cairns Group. And so, you know, with Three Cairns Group's mission being, you know, solving climate related issues, we play a part on the talent side. And, you know, we collaborate, we have advisors directly from the Three Cairns Group that are helping on the ATP side. So, yeah.
Okay.
Not sure if that answers.
No, that's great. Question. That's great. Mm-hmm. So, last couple of questions for me. So, we're here at AEF, and I wanted to know, going forward, because you were a new entity.
Yeah.
And then I like to say the future is bright for you. You've identified a gap. Well done on doing so. So, you're bringing a new way of working. Well done as well. So, lots of perspective in here. So, how does the next 12 months looking like for you?
Yeah, that's a really good question as well. So ATP began 8 months ago, and so we just started as a pilot project, And from the 8 months, I think we've made really good progress in adding value to organizations. And we've actually grown our talent pool and our network of consultants. And so we are getting into an acceleration phase where we are now like going out there. The reason we are here at AEF and doing this for more and more organization. So I think from here, it's just how can we make this accessible to all the organizations that need this, especially in renewable energy, where we see more and more projects coming up in certain parts of Africa.
Yeah.
And where, you know, niche specialties are quite needed. For example, if someone is looking into someone that can do environmental and social assessments in, let's say, Mauritania, where they need to have that local context, but still having done this in other parts of Africa, you know? So we want to basically help them identify the needle in the haystack for such projects.
Yeah, I was going to ask one last question, but I realized as you were talking, there's two more questions that came in. Sorry, I think you're just so interesting, yeah? So allow me to ask them. First question, which is key? How long does it take you to vet a candidate?
Mm-hmm. So right now, if we already have someone within our network, that means we've already vetted them before. So our fastest turnaround has been 3 days for a client that needed an analyst to basically help their portfolio company with some investment analysis. So 3 days. And then if we do not have that person within our network, then it takes us about 1 week to find and fully vet consultant. So we are quite an agile workforce, which makes us
1 week. That's yes. A fast turnaround.
Yes. So that okay. We are quite agile.
I mean, if I were you, seriously, I would go and knock at all the stands that are there. telling them about what you do and how fast you can turn it around. Because one thing you know for sure, I refuse to think that all this company here will actually be failing. Yeah.
Yeah.
If not anything, most of the company here are actually on the good side of the equation.
Right.
So that means they will grow and they will need people.
Yeah.
I will literally go make sure that every stand I leave, I either talk to them or leave our flyer there, because you know that it will be needed. And if you say, and finding right candidate, it's very tough. And if you're saying that you have the magic to make it happen in 1 week, you want to be doing that. So
I think onto that, like when we started, we thought, okay, there might be a shortage of independent consultants in Africa, but it turns out there's so much talent and so much skills to be leveraged that we really want our clients to see that because these people are focused on the African continent. They understand the local context and have the skills. So that's exactly what we want to do and see them getting work done in Africa.
Good. I think let me just come back into the young person. After that, I have my final question. Yeah. As right. I say, you've been very interesting. I heard that yesterday there was some artists doing some fantastic things. A painting or something like that. Is she related to your network by any chance? If yes, in what capacity? So I just heard it, so I thought I want to ask.
Yeah, so when we were coming up with the idea of our booth, we really wanted to bring out the aspect of like Africa and how we can leverage like different talent from different countries to, you know, collaborate on projects in other countries. Like you could be from Kenya, but collaborating on a project in Malawi or in South Africa. So that connectivity and bringing in people from also like diaspora willing to come back to Africa. How's that interconnected and how are we playing into the energy ecosystem? And so that's what she was trying to bring out in the mural. And we actually sent out a message to people to come and participate. Like what can you add into this mural? So yeah, we want it to be as interactive as possible.
I'm so sorry I missed it.
It's still ongoing. You haven't missed it.
Oh, okay, good.
She'll be here every day. Yeah.
I want to make sure that I bring some contribution there. So my last question, easy questions. So what are you kind of covered already, but if you can summarize it in a few words. What are you looking to get out of AEF this year? Oh, that's your first AEF, obviously. But is there any specific expectations you want to come out from conversation that you will have in this conference?
So we just really want to engage in dialogue with different organizations that are here to understand at what stage are their projects at, what skills do they anticipate that they might need in the next year, just so that we can curate and vet consultants in these areas, and then anytime they need them, they're readily available, so that we are continuously driving projects forward.
Excellent, Kelly. Like I say, you have a big role, talent acquisition lead. But yeah. I feel like you'll be doing the kind of work that many people don't want to take, because it takes a lot of time and hassle to find the right candidate. But the good thing is there are people like yourself able to do that, and to some degree of success.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think the future is bright, definitely. Thank you for taking the time to respond to my question. I know I've added some questions, but that's what happens when you have an interesting person they're telling you interesting things. So
no, and we are very passionate about ATP, so it's we are happy to talk about
it. Excellent. So let's make sure that I can again talk to you the next 5 years. Yeah, to see how you're going.
Yes.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, and have a great conference.
Thank you. Thank you, Tony. I really appreciate it.
This series was recorded at the Africa Energy Forum 2024 in Barcelona, Spain. Join us for these and other episodes as we talk to the industry players, stakeholders, and rising stars of Africa's energy sector.